Buongiorno, my name is Lauren. I'm a writer, food lover, and creator of Cooking Vacations Italy, a culinary tour company. I married Reno, an Italian race car driver, and we live in sunny Italy where we welcome guests to our Italian kitchen and share our way of living on the Amalfi Coast. We live on a vertical cliff, 100 stairs down, overlooking Positano and the Tyrrhenian Sea. We're surrounded by olive and lemon trees, and grapevines grow everywhere. From our terrace, we can almost reach out and touch Capri. Follow me in the garden, where we grow Mediterranean fruits and vegetables in the rhythm of the seasons. We use our farm-to-table ingredients, including our own olive oil, in local cuisine. Join us as we travel, cook, and experience life in Italy.
It's so great to be here with Lauren Birmingham of CookingVacations.com and the author of the new book, It's a Dream Place, Stories and Recipes of Food, Love, and the Amalfi Coast. Today, we're taking a trip to the Rialli Vineyard, and I know it's a beautiful spot that you're very, very happy to tell us about.
Well, Jordan, as you know, our mission, our philosophy, even though we love the big cities, there's a lot of small villages, and they're just as beautiful. They're off the tourist tracks, and this one is certainly one of them. The Rialli, named after the family Rialli, have been making wine in the hills of Tramonti for many, many, many years. The little village is just off the Amalfi coast. You take a left off Maiori, the little seaside town, and you drive up this beautiful mountainside until you reach the top where you arrive in Tramonti.
You mentioned mountains. Can we explain why they're significant and what they're special about there?
Sure. The Latouri Mountains are a sleepy set of mountains above the Amalfi coast, and they're called Latouri because it means milk. And there are many, many cows there that feed off the pastures. It's a very, very fertile set of land above the Amalfi coast in Tramonti. And here you have lots of little farmers making precious wine in limited edition.
So the climate is outstanding for certain products. And let's talk about the wine. What kind of wine are we focusing on?
They make a series of wines. The first one is the Alessio. It's a white wine, and it's a blend of three different grapes, Biancasita, the Biancolella, and the Pepella. The territorial wines reflect the Amalfi coast and the flavor that comes with these kind of wines, because the mountains, remember, are set between the sea on one side, the Tyrrhenian Sea, and the Bay of Naples on the other. So you have the crosswinds, which carry lots of sea salt, and you have the volcanic soil. The second wine is the Cetus Rosé. It's made from two kinds of red grapes, the Pear Palomo and the Tintori. Then you have the third kind of grape variety, which is Cardamone. It's a red, and it comes from the Palomo and the Tintori. It's a dazzling ruby red with notes of small fruits blended with the floral scent.
Lauren, let's talk a little bit about the cuisine in this particular part of Italy. We always do that. What's it known for?
Remember, the Rialli farm also has a little trattoria. Not only is the family making wine, they're also making cheese, they're making sausages, salami, they're growing gardens, they're growing herbs. They're famous for their salami that's spiked with fennel, lots of fennel and black pepper. So the wines go very nicely with all the different cheeses. They call it the farmer's cheese board, and on this they serve a smoked mozzarella, an aged provolone, a creamy goat cheese, and of course their salami paired with the property white wine, the Alessio.
So the people who are growing all of these wonderful vegetables and creating the cheese and bringing wine to the table, they're the farmers, and they're right there, and they're servicing you. They're helping you out.
Exactly. A first course may include roasted farm potatoes from their garden with rosemary, homemade sausage, roasted pork with caramelized pumpkin. Their pastas are the pappardelle with seafood, the paccheri, the long tube pasta with clams, zucchini with spaghetti and provolone. some of their wonderful antipastos are the stuffed zucchini flowers, the eggplant bites, and the stuffed little cabbage leaves with pork and rice.
Sounds delicious. What about accommodations? Are there places to stay either in that area or nearby?
There are. There are lots of little farmhouses that rent out apartments or act as B&Bs where you would have breakfast and a stay. And it's really a tranquil part of town. And it's convenient also because within less than an hour, you can be to Amalfi, Ravello, Maiori, Minori. Those are the coastal towns as you descend from Positano to Salerno. People go to these kind of places to not only see the beauty of the major attractions, but to also really recharge, unplug. We offer painting classes in our little tour there, of course, the cooking classes, wine tastings. In fact, Justin Timberlake stayed in Tremonte and experienced the Rialli family and Dr. Bolver's wines and the food from this region. It's very special because, like other little towns and UNESCO towns, people can really still see the true, authentic Italy, away from the crowds. Remember, some of the bigger cities are now selling, you know, fast food, and of course, street food has always been popular. But here in these small towns, you are with the family, you are with their gardeners, their mama who's cooking in the kitchen, grandpa, the father, the sons who are making the wine, the uncle who's making the cheese, the sister who's serving the food and the wine, under latticed pergolas with wisteria in Bougainville, and time is just frozen there.
And Lauren, let's talk further about the unique way they grow the grapes and make the wine.
You know, this little family bottles only 18,000 bottles a year under their four different labels. It's a very limited production. It's also made the old-fashioned way. And because of the verticalness of, how would you say that? Because of the vertical landscape here, the grapevines are often terraced. There are no machines. Everything's done by hand. And the winemakers are called extremists because of this challenging way of making wine.
Land that time forgot.
Exactly. This area, although it's not Tuscany, is very applauded for its wine, moreover by Italian winemakers and people who study and contribute to all the factors that go into making this wine and keeping this wine pure. A little historical note, the variety Tintori was so precious, it dates back to the days of the Roman Emperor Tiberius, who would leave Capri to go to this land of Tremonte. And that's where he had his grapes crushed and bottled, and he'd bring it back to Capri.
Well, if it was good enough for him, mm-hmm. It's good enough for the rest of us. It's delicious. That's fantastic.
Next time we go, we'll bring you back a bottle, Jordan.
Thank you for listening. And remember to subscribe and download future episodes. To find out more about us, visit cooking-vacations.com. Ciao, grazie.